April 23, 2019. For Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sanel Dlamini, making headlines. South Africa brings forward Eskom bailout to avert default. One political party reveals a donation, but others are unwilling to go public. And Gordhan asks for extension to reply to public protector rogue unit subpoenas. Government has had to bring forward the bailout of state power firm Eskom after it rushed 5 billion rand to the struggling utility earlier this month to avert a default and said more cash could be needed soon. Eskom was experiencing difficulties raising funding, according to a finance ministry report to parliament seen by Reuters, prompting finance minister Tito Mboweni to authorize the cash transfer on April 2. The DA recently called for Parliament's Finance Committee to reconvene to discuss the crisis at Eskom, which has taken center stage before the country's national elections in May. Even though political parties have been preaching transparency, most parties remain unwilling to voluntarily declare their funders to the electorate. This means voters will have to rely on manifestos, track records, and gut feelings as they make their final way to the polls. Initially, the Electoral Commission of South Africa hoped that the Political Party Funding Act, which President Cyril Ramaphosa signed into law in January, would be implemented in a staggered process from April 1. However, this had to be delayed after the IEC received more than 5,000 public comments. Minister of Public Enterprises Pravin Gordhan is seeking an extension to submit his affidavit in reply to public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's subpoena around the establishment of the so-called SARS rogue unit. Earlier this month, Mkhwebane subpoenaed Gordhan to submit a replying affidavit by 1 on Tuesday in the matter dating back to his time as the tax agency's commissioner. The subpoena stems from a complaint lodged by Floyd Shivambu, deputy president of the Economic Freedom Fighters, and others anonymous complainants. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. To keep in touch with the news while you are on the move, visit m.polity.org.za.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.